victory over ever demons has possessed the people of this land. There are obstacles together. Thou art our Savior and our God and our healer. Oh, come, Lord, with the power that will shake the building. May there be an outpouring of the ever heart be caught away, Lord, up into the seven heavens. All the earthly things to live and be. Give us thy assurance tonight of this. We're sending forth the Holy Ghost now in power. Help us speak to these mortal lips just now, for we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Someday, before long, we're going to see him who is the invisible one in our midst tonight. At this point of the reading of the scripture, Jesus' ministry had become very popular. About 70% of his ministry was up on divine healing. He healed the people not to show his authority. He healed the people to fulfill the scripture. For the scripture said that many of them come out to him and said, we desire signs and so forth. Said, you hypocrite, you can discern the face of the sky, but the signs of time you cannot discern. That when the sky is red and lowering in foul weather and clear and so forth, or the setting of the sun. He said, now, if you can discern that, you ought to know his days. Because the prophets had said, Isaiah said, the lame shall leap like a hart, the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And that was the day that the people were living in to see the manifestation of God's testimony concerning his Son, Christ Jesus. And God is the same. Christ had made the claims that he was he, the I Am. And he said, therefore the testimony of two in the law was right. Mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. He said, if I testify to what he made his claim, and God testified in him, then that made it so. Well, is it just the same tonight? He, in his days of his visitation, he had people who looked for Jehovah way back as he was in the wilderness with Moses. But he said, as you have believed in God, believe also in me. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Now he said, you believed in him back there when he was in the form of spirit. Now the Father is in me. Now I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Now you believe me for the very worst sake. Now many people are looking forward. Some of them say, I believe God can do all things. Anyone that's even got the right mind knows that God can do all things. If he cannot do all things, he's not Almighty God. But if he is Almighty God, he can do all things. Therefore, the trouble of it is tonight with people, they're looking for God way millions of miles away. When God is right here in your midst now. Think of it. The one that you love, the one that you serve is here. He spoke these words, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. That's just as true as any of the rest of the scripture. Now, he promised that he would do these things, send these signs and wonders. And now, God has made that known to the people. Now, if you can get the vision of it and will believe it, tonight will be your night to be healed. Now, if you doubt it, there's no matter if Christ himself was wearing my suit and my shoes, he was standing here and you had this, you would go away from here just as sick as you are now. He cannot save you against your own will. He cannot heal you against your own will. You must believe that He is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Amen. Is that right? Now, He's here to heal tonight. Why would He heal some and leave others go? It is not God's will for any of you to go unhealed. It's not God's will for any of you to go unsaved. He died, He came to get a sin. And sickness is the cause, sin is the cause of sickness. To rid it, cut it away, divorce it, get away with it. God divorced everything of the devil upon the heap when Christ died at the cross. A perfect deliverance. Liver everything. He's free from sin, free from sickness, only through faith. Christ at the cross. Right? What would be or
you have got completely free in
now. In there, the minister was speaking before me, filling the people around faith, preaching on the subject of the miraculous God. He said, now you've seen the eyes of those people who were born blind, standing here seeing, counting the lights and asking what he was in different colors. Deaf, dumb, crippled. People have been, one man come there from Texas with his wife in a wheelchair, has been there for 16 years in a wheelchair. Flew her in by plane. And a few moments after she was prayed for, she was walking the aisles of glorifying God. The next night, the man come in the prayer line. I didn't know. I took over his hand. There's no vibration. I looked up and he was crying. He said, now, Brother Branham, I guess I played the part of a hypocrite. But I understand you're a poor man. I want to give you a little offering to the Lord. I said, I don't receive offerings. And he said, well, here is a little check that I'm not to pertain the prayer. He said, look, that's my mother sitting there that was crippled for 16 years. I said, well, I never healed her. Christ healed her. And he said, well, here, I just made out this check, a check made out for $5,000. He was an oral man worthy of it. I tore it up. I didn't want one. Then, you see, what I want is your faith. Look, in a few years from now, I'll say within the space of 5 years, maybe a little longer, maybe a little less, your money won't be worth the paper it wrote on. It won't be worth nothing. Over in Russia today, they have their houses papered with $1,000 bills. It ain't worth nothing. Confederacy. That's right. And we're coming to the same thing. A missionary here in Miami the other day was talking to me. He walked down the streets of London, England, where we were going to there for London Hall. He said, I had 600 pounds in my pocket, which was dollars, and said, my little girl wanted a little cookie. And those $600 would not buy that little cookie. I had to have a stamp first. It's rations. Mark of the beast. No man could buy or sell except he that had the mark. And it's coming right here. You listen to it. You'll probably be sent it before I get back here again. It's right at the door, and we're near the end. So don't think of money. Don't think of homes and lands. Think of Christ who is coming. There's nobody can put hopes in anything else but Christ now. That's right. Everything, our whole future on the coming of the Lord. That's right. That's the hope of those who are asleep. No, we who are alive. Now, notice this. Now, in that meeting there, this minister had spoke to him upon miraculous God. How that God came down in the beginning and created the heavens and earth. How that he come upon a brazen serpent. And then somebody, of course, when those claims was made, they said, why, whoever heard of such? You couldn't prove it by the Bible. But God told Moses to make a serpent. Why did he do that? That the people could have something to look at. Now, that's just human. That's just human. For somebody to look at something. The natural eye has to see something. Now, the serpent wasn't the healer. But God put his gift of healing up on that serpent. Do you believe that? He did. And now somebody looked, of course, wouldn't believe, but somebody looked and believed. And when they did, the serpent bite was cured. Then others began to look and believe. They knew then that God was testifying to that serpent that he was Jehovah Raphan, the healer. And he's yet Jehovah Raphan, the healer. He's not the I was, he's the I am. Not something that was, something that is. Now, presently. All right. Now, when they looked upon that brazen serpent, and they were healed, that was miraculous. Then as the days of brazen serpent, he came down with his angel upon the pool of water. Now look, that brazen serpent could not brazen anybody. It could not lay hands on anybody. But they recognized God in that brazen serpent, his gift. The pool could not pray for anybody, could it? But God put his angel up on that pool, and the people that recognized it by getting into it was healed. Is that right? Now, the miraculous God. Then he went ahead to say that God came down and dwelled in Christ. God also sent his gift down in Peter the Apostle. Also in Paul, even the laid in the shadows of him were healed. Is that right? They recognized God. He was miraculous. And then he said, now, is it a strange thing that the God back in the days that promised deliverance to Israel, after sojourning down there for 400 years, he brought it to pass when the people was in need of healing or deliverance. He brought deliverance to them. Now the people of God is in need of healing. And God promised to send the gift. Isn't it a positive fact that God will keep his word? Sure he will. Then he said, man can make a claim of anything. But if God doesn't testify of it, it's wrong. He said, now has God kept it? And he said, that man said the gift is. Now, please, when God manifested in Christ, he went down to our text. I'd give anything. Man, if I could go in somewhere and sit down and listen to an old fashioned, holy, old goblin sermon preacher, oh my, first bar. But it seems like when you get there, every thought's on you. And that crazy is sick. I come up tonight and I heard that girl singing. I want to get here real early tomorrow night. Here's some more of it. That helps me. It encourages me. I like to hear it. I like to hear a good preacher. I would love to hear Jesus when he went down to the seashore that morning to speak upon what God was doing for him. I would like to hear him that morning, wouldn't you? He went down and the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Now look, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Is that right? And he was the word. In the beginning was the word, the Logos, went out of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was the word of God manifested on earth. You believe it? Here he goes. And they were standing there hearing the word. Now some of the sisters didn't work on him. They heard that there's going to be a meeting down at the river. So they went down to the river. Some of the brothers, they didn't go to plow that morning or go. They went down to the river to hear Christ. Some of them didn't believe him to be Christ, just like some of them don't believe healing today to be a healing. They don't believe in the restoration of the gift. That doesn't keep it from being so. Somebody's going to hear it. Somebody's going to believe it. They didn't believe him to be the Son of God, but God manifested himself through him and proved it with signs and wonders. He promised in the last days that there would be a church of scoffers. We've got them. And he promised there'd be a church that signs would be following. He's got it. That's right. So it's on one side or the other tonight. And each one of us in here are either on one side or the other. That's right. Now notice, then when they all pressed down to hear him, there was two or three fishermen had been fishing all night long, one of them Simon. I always believe that Christ knew right then that just what was going to take place when he knew that Simon was up there. And he then said, they pulled all night and hadn't caught any fish. I guess you people here out here in the desert, don't know very much about fishing, but anyhow, it's the most discouraging thing to fish and don't catch nothing. So, dead cold, I see a lot of them laughing at some fishing. So, dead cold all night long and hadn't caught any fish. There they'd sit down washing out their nets. And then I can hear Peter say to Andrew, say, "Well, there comes that divine healer down. You heard so much about him, not sure what he's going to say." I can see him sit down on a chunk, you know, down way down on the river somewhere. You know how to come in the fellow when he comes in the meeting the first night, real skeptic, just as far back as he can get to. All right. He sat back there, you know, to wonder what was going to take place. And I can hear him begin to speak about how that God promised that he would heal the people through him. Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled. He was the one that was to come, the Messiah, and speaking to him upon those subjects, telling how God had healed by him through other parts of the country. And now he was healing right to him then, bringing salvation and deliverance to the people, and so forth. I can see the old apostle pick up, jump, move up just a little bit closer. Oh, I like that just a little bit closer, don't you? I can see him move back and say, "Come on, Andrew, let's just move up a little closer." Then, first thing you know, he just left the chunk alone. Got to stand up with the rest of them. Listen to him. I'd like to hear him speak with you. He spoke not like he's one of the scribes. He spoke with authority. And he began to speak and tell the people, not what somebody else, but what I. Now, and I hear Simon say, "You know, there's something about that man's speech that seems a little deep. I like him. I like the way he delivers that message." I see him walk up a little closer. Then, after Jesus had got through speaking, he was in Simon's boat. I can hear him say, "Now, Simon," oh my, I wonder what he thought. "Simon, thrust out into the deep, launch out into the deep, and let down for the draw." Now, that was kind of peculiar. Go out there in the deep and let down for the draw. Well, look, we're fishing. Now, we're just not somebody that has a line set on a bank, but we fish. We know what kind of, how the signs are to catch fish. And we fish right through here all night long, and we haven't taken a thing. Just think, all night and haven't taken nothing. Well, now, watch, here's a test of faith. I believe that God always puts people to a test of faith. Really? Through all things. And a real Christian enjoys the test of faith. I don't doubt he takes his test. Then when he comes out to the side in the mouth, isn't that something? I believe the apostle said it, our trials are barely gold here. Think of it. God might have let you get sick in order that you might be a testimony, that he might heal you, that you could stand on his word. Then when you meet the opposition, you can say, "I know beyond any shadow of doubt you're sick." All witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, a witness is somebody who's really done something, been somewhere and seen something. Is that right? I remember, a witness has to be a witness, eyewitness, to know what they're speaking of. It can't be secondarily. If you go down here to the courthouse and say, "I've seen a wreck on the street," and you looked at it through a window glass, you could not be a witness. You've got to be right there personally. You can't double see things. You've got to be a correct witness. Now, isn't that a thought to think of now, sister, you sitting there with a blinded eye? With the glasses on, probably bad eyes, you wouldn't have the glasses. Now, isn't that something to know that God let that sight get in that condition that he might give a testimony? Isn't it wonderful that we would know that he'd come up by the blind? He said, "Who's seen?" He and his father said, "This case neither." But that the works of God might be done. God's born some witnesses. Now he sent his gift of healing to heal you, that you would go out and be a witness. Then stand the test of faith. Walk out and claim your God-given privilege. Sure. Right. Now, then I can see As he said, now thrust out into the deep, or launch out into the deep, and let down for the draught. Now, he was educating that man so that he would know just how to. After a while, he had a great trial, remember, many of them. But he had to be educated. Now, maybe you have to be educated. Maybe that's why the sickness is on you. That God has to educate you to a place that He is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Maybe that's what your faith is given to you. That's why the sickness come up on you, to test your faith. Then you can walk out here in Phoenix or Douglas or wherever you're from and say, I know. Nobody can tell me. I know He's a healer. How many years been healed by divine healing? Do you know it? It's true. Amen. It's true. You are His witnesses. Oh, my. Now, here we are. I want you to notice it. Then he said, launch out now and let down. So he said, Peter said, Lord, we toil all night long. We sang through these waters, in other words. We feast and feast, and we haven't even got one feast. Here it is, get it. Nevertheless, at thy word, Lord, I'll let down the net. I know we've done everything humanly. All with our knowledge, our ability, we're at the end. But at thy word, Lord, I'll let down the net. Now look, you've probably been to doctors. You had an operation. You've tried everything. You might have been through prayer lines before. But at thy word, Lord, tonight I'm going to let down the net. I'm coming tonight to let the net down. Well, you say there's no fish there. You sang through, Peter. You know you sang through all night. There's no fish there. If God said let down the net, He'll put fish there. And I believe tonight if the doctor says you can't be well, and the Word of God says you can be well, God can put anything. He can put new cells. He can put new eyes, eardrums, whatever it is. He can put it there. Don't you believe it? When He met Abraham, 6th chapter of Genesis back there, He met him in the name of Jehovah, God, the Almighty. Now the word in the Hebrew comes the word El Shaddai, which means the breath, the nourishment, like the woman nourishes her baby. Abraham was 99 years old, no children. His wife Sarah was past 80. They had no children. But God told him, I am El Shaddai. I am the breath. I'm the Almighty. In other words, no matter how weak you are, I can nourish you back to health again. He's still Almighty God. He's El Shaddai tonight. You say, I'm old, Brother Bam, is healing for me? Yes. Amen. If whosoever will, let him come. You say, I belong to the Methodist. I don't care where you belong. Healing is for you if you believe it. El Shaddai, the Almighty. Let down the net, Lord. You say, well, I'm old. Well, I've had this infirmity, this penile trouble. I've had this for years and years. I've tried the doctor and everything. But at thy word, Lord, I'll let down the net. See, if you've got something to stand on, the word of God speaks of healing. It says there's healing. And it is healing. And I wouldn't have the message tonight, outside, I'm going to win on the net. That was the moment of the bloody. She's been spent off or you with the doctors and nothing good. Some of them have forced her to keep trying any farther. Maybe she's been prayed for. Maybe she made the offering. The prayer line was so great, she couldn't get through the prayer, though she said in her heart, glory, if I can touch even the border of his garment, I'll be healed. And she pressed through the crowd and touched the border of his tongue's esteem. Peter said, behold, the multitude said, I perceive has gone out. Strength weakened. He's still the same tonight. The maniac scattery. His mind was gone. Everything he ever hoped was gone. He left his family. He was a maniac into the wilderness to the graveyard. A real devil's hangout. A cold, dead place like that. All right. You still like them kind of places. Notice. But he sees doctor, dead face. Maybe he knows of God that the Messiah would come in his right mind. He killed God tonight. Just as same as he was in that day. Friend, wake up. The gift, the power, the promise of God stands near tonight. Whosoever will, let him come. If it'll work on others, then God testifies of that. And if God testifies of it, it's true. Don't let it pass by you. Take God at his word. Yes, sir. There was a man. His baby had died. His little girl, 12 years old. Jesus was on his road to Jairus to heal his daughter. And the message come that the girl's already dead. Trouble not the master. I can see his countenance fall. My, he thought my girl is dead. He joined himself with the unbelievers. But all the time he wanted to believe Jesus. There's a many one in this city tonight wants to believe the full gospel, but they're afraid of their position. That's right. They want it. They're hungry to have enough salvation to holler glory out of the old temple. That's right. There's a lot of them like that. But the trouble of it is they think more of their pride and their dignity than they do of the lovely Christ of God. Oh, my. But he's here. He's still Christ. And he proved himself that he'll give those a Holy Ghost that'll come God's provided way to you. Amen. Right. Now, he'll heal those likewise that'll come God's provided way to receive it. Now, notice at the great difference, and these people now as they come along, this little grass, his heart drops, the child said, come on out the master. I can see your sacred eyes as he moved over. Said, fear not. Only believe. Oh, my. He knew where he was standing. He knew that child would be raised. For Jairus had true faith to come in the midst of all the doubters. I can see him as he walked back to him and say, what did I tell you about that divine healer? What did I tell you about that? You went off down there now. You brought disgrace upon the church and so forth. But Jesus moved right on down the line when he went into the room. He said, the girl is not dead, but sleeping. They laughed him to scorn. They still laugh at him. And he put him out. And to say those who laugh at God's eternal power being omnipotent, you're cut out of the kingdom. All right. Then when you come to the place, you walk in, cut them all out with Peter, James, John, cut the river, or look, all of everything that was gone. The humans had pulled away, healed their faith, but he was possessed. Yet, with a power. Hope from this mortal body of his out into the spirit land and called back the spirit of that girl that had been dead for hours. Out into that land, I'm thankful tonight to be acquainted with that same one who can call the spirit from out of the spirit land back into the light. And we're standing there, close to three. All hope was gone. Lazarus had been dead 4 days and was in the grave fainting. Look at it. My Lord, they heard the Jesus. They went out. He's crying. People say, I've told you that he's my birth. Either I believe that born the virgin birth. With Almighty God, the Father. They say, that was God raising the dead. Yes, they said he hungered. When he came off the mountain, looked upon the trees, there was no fig to eat. They said he was hungry, like a man. I know he was a man hungry when he was looking for, when he took 5 sandwiches and fed 5,000, he was God. That's right. That's true. I know that to be true. I know that when he was down there on the boat one night, where I guess 10,000 devils of the sea had swore they would drown him, he was laying asleep, tired and weary. from the healing services, laying in the back of the boat. God knows, I have a little idea of what he suffered, laying there so sound asleep. Even the waves and the winds could not wake him up. He was so sound asleep. But then when he was laying there, he was asleep like a man. That's right. And when I see him raised, sleeping like a man, but raised, put his foot up on the tail of the boat, look up to heaven, and said, peace, and down to the earth, to the waves, and said, be still. When he made the winds and waves obey, he was a man sleeping, but he was God that stilled the winds and waves. That's right. When he was dying at the cross, crying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was a man in his death, but he was God in the resurrection. That's right. I mean, I can have power to lay my life down. I have power to raise it up again. No man taking it from me, but I lay it down freely. He was, he's still tonight. When he's standing there at the start of grace of Lazarus, I can see him standing there as a man cradle crying and the tears running down his cheeks. Yet he knew he could raise Lazarus, but that was his human feeling for the people. And when he stood there beside the grave, he said, take ye away the stone. He knew that somebody had to do some part. You got your part to do, away the stone, those two little frail women. And when he took away the stone, I can hear him say, I thank thee that thou hearest me always. But for these who stand by, look at him. There it is, death. I can hear him breathe with a loud voice way out there in spirit land. Lazarus! I believe if you had me call him by name, there'd been the general resurrection right there. I believe it. That's what I think of him. That's right. He said, Lazarus, come forth! Oh, my corruption to its master. The spirit likewise. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. His soul was somewhere in eternity. I don't know where it was at, neither do you. We won't argue about that, where his soul was, but anyhow, it heard the voice of the Son of God and a man that had been dead 4 days. Stood up on his skin. He's the same yesterday, today, and you believe it? Nevertheless, Lord, at all in a minute. Oh, Paul, at the end of the saints, at the end of his journey, I fought a good fight, I preached the course, I kept the faith. Henceforth, there stood up in the account that the Lord was in it that day. Notice another thing, what he said there, and he's going away when he said he fought the good fight, and everything, he said, oh, grave, death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Oh, death, show me where you got control of it. A challenge! Come down, death! See if you can scare me. Look down and see that 6 foot of mud laying there. But old Gray, where are you? Show me where you can show it to me. Say, I can hold you. I can show you this tune in Jerusalem. Amen! He still fights tonight. Where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? May I add this to St. Paul? Sickness, show me your place to stand before me. Nevertheless, Lord, at thy word I'll let down the net. I don't know how you're going to take my soul from here when the wheels of mortal life stand still, but at thy word, Lord, here I'm coming into dark eternity. Trust you. I don't know, Lord, how to do a prayer of somebody that you'll heal me, but at thy word, Lord, you say as it is, Lord, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. That right? Speak with me, come, take up servants, drink everything. And if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. At thy word, Lord, here I come. I don't know how it's going to happen, but here I am. Don't try to figure out. Take him at his word. There's Peter up on that. The boat tossed about. And the first thing you know, he's seen Jesus coming. He said, Lord, if it be, you know what he was saying, we shall receive. Come, Lord. I know it's probably 40 fathoms deep here. I don't know how I'm going to walk. I know it's as impossible to walk on this water as it is on that air. I am not trying to figure out the chemical first. I'm not trying to figure out whether it's the border on earth to walk on. If you told me to walk at thy word, Lord, here I come. That's right. If he could take me at his word, why not you tonight? After 1900 years of test. Hallelujah. Why, brother, word to figure it out. Come along. I'm taking you. Some more boys one time to touch him at his word. Wasn't afraid. There's some Hebrew children down in Babylon. Daniel purposed in his heart he wouldn't defile himself in the king's feet. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego also. And there come a decree that ever who would not bow down to a certain image would be put in a burning pit seven times hotter than it ever was hit. All right. Now there come the test. After you prayed for it tomorrow, next day is going to come the test. Don't you worry. You know, everybody in here ever received the Holy Ghost, a few days that would come the test. Is that right? When you're healed, that demon in there, the body of it begins to die out, the test is coming. Satan's going to try to return back when the unclean spirit's gone out of a man. He walketh in dry places. He returns back bringing seven other devils worse than he was. Is that right? Notice, let the house be garnished and swept and ready at that hour. Here he'll get it. He returned back, but he found the house garnished and swept. Then had the Holy Spirit in there to keep him away at that hour. Now these Hebrew children, I can notice them. As they were praying, they didn't pay attention to the king. They didn't fear his command. They want to know what thus saith the Lord. And they turned their faces on his grace just the same. Notice closely now. All right, the decree was made. Then if the king put his seal up on there, he must keep it. He's going to burn these three Hebrews up. I can hear the elder Caesar or Nebuchadnezzar rather say, we'll teach these holy rollers what to do around here. We'll show them who's boss around here. And don't you worry about what that time's coming again. That's right. Right at the door. Oh, my. You're living in the shadows now. Notice. Watch. We said we'll see what will happen to these boys. We'll test out that Holy Ghost religion and see what it's done. We'll burn it out of them. Brother, it's been tried to be burned out of a many man, but you can't burn the Holy Ghost out. It's fire itself. That's right. They tried to boil it out of John, but they couldn't boil it out of him with hot grease. That's right. You can't boil it out. You can't stir it out. You can't run it out. It's there to stay. Notice. I can hear him say, we'll throw him in this fiery furnace. I can see King Nebuchadnezzar throw him, cut down, greasy robes around him. So now watch them. Watch them scream at the test. Any of those old King Nebuchadnezzar at this healing meeting do. But at thy word, that's right. David didn't know how to, but at thy word, Lord, here I come. Oh, no matter how big the opposition looks, you meet me as a politician of an army. I meet you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. There it is. Satan says, all the doctor says you're going, I'm kind of training that he, for this purpose, I meet you right back. You can't have no power over me, for I am free. Why, he makes me free. I can see him walk on up there, tie their hands behind him, march him down the death march. You look fiery furnace. I see that scaffold as you went up to the top of the big pit. That morning, the scabbard, the blaze is going up. I can see that great sight. Notice, just a minute now, give me a close attention, pray. I can see him as he started up this pit now. I can see King Nebuchadnezzar sitting up there and saying, now look, watch them how they shriek and holler when they get up there. It's time to shake the time. You see, first thing those Shadrach looked around at Meshach and said, what do you think about him? Begin to feel the heat coming on. You'll feel it. Come on. I can hear Meshach say, listen, I don't hear our God able to deliver us from that. But at thy word, Lord, here it comes. That fire will probably could be too much like that. But at thy word, Lord, here it comes. I'll not bow down to anything else. I'm taking you at your word. I'm a coming. All right, we walk a few steps farther. Oh my. The heat was so great the man began to get a sickening feeling that it's sickening. Hold on.
The trying time.
And see him begin to shorten his steps. His spear stick up a little harder. Move on, move on. And here's Shadrach Sabian. What do you think about it, Abednego?
Well, I'm sticking God at his work.
We know that our God has done many things. He opened and brought us through. He's done those things, and the God that lived in that day lives today. Tonight, friends, we've got hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of years of testimony this side of that. Surely we can take him at his word. On up to the fire furnace. Right down about into the furnace they go. Look like nobody's concerned. So what do you think about it out there? What do you think about their religion now? You trust Jehovah. See if he'll deliver you. Oh, God, look at them remarks. Nevertheless, at thy word, Lord, I'm coming these next people. See him raised up. Listen, God's always concerned about his people, don't you believe it? While there's something going on, let's look up in the heavens and see if there's something going on up there with the same time. I can see the settlement on his throne looking down. I can see something coming to the right. What is it? It's an angel. It's all he's been there, brother. What is it? Concerning Babylon, he's concerning Phoenix tonight. There was three in Babylon, there's hundreds of Phoenix. He killed them. Well, my word, I'll have to be judged for what I say. You'll have to be judged for what you believe. Notice, I have seen them all night. Say, half that world, he's the wicked. See the power. Not turned over the mighty and turned on all the water faucets there was in all the deep. And I flooded the earth and drowned everything. But let me go down there. I'll wash Babylon off the face. He could have done it. Don't you? He had the power to wash Babylon off the face of the earth. I can hear the master say, yes, we're born. You need to give the Christ all the power to work. Him raised off of it, the final step. A king looking into the saints, raised off of his feet. I can see him stand up there, up on his throne. I can see him say to a big white cloud out there, standing. I can see him say, come here and take wind, north wind, west and south, call the four winds. A big beginner that's over here. Everything in heaven obeys you. But our hearts, we won't. We're afraid to take him at his word. To come here. How do the wind do it? That's not for me to question. Down along the throne came this big white cloud. I can see step out on this big white cloud. Glory to God. I'm frightened. Say, east wind, north wind, west and south. I'm going to drive you into Babylon this morning. I see our brethren is in need. Woodworm, I can't let you go. Abel, I can't let you go. I'm going myself. Amen. I can see him across the sky. He took the time. And about the time they took the last step, at thy word, Lord, here we come. Don't be scared. Take him at his word. Nevertheless, Lord, I've been sick at thy word. Here I come. God, take you at your word. Here I am, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to take this last step. I know the doctor says I'm gone. Thy word, Lord. Here I come. You don't know how. I'm not trying to test how it can be done. Lord, at thy word, here I come. Nothing in my arms I bring. Simply to thy cross I bring. I'm taking you at your word. Shall we bow our heads? Oh, God, have mercy on us. Thou hast been the healer through the ages. You was the one. Except these times shall call unto thee.
the last words that were spoke from your majestic lips before you departed from this world. The last words that recorded in the gospel. You said, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall. Oh God! The scripture said you have set it on high. You give gifts to them. Some 1900 years have gone. The tree of life opens to the people of God.
What a gift has gone. The answer was sure.
Hermanos, suplico cada uno que durante el tiempo no esté orando, favor de tener todo su rostro inclinado, porque hemos oído que él dice que no es responsable si alguno está aquí que es incrédulo a la palabra de Dios y que no cree en estas cosas. Él ha suplicado que deje el lugar, que salga de aquí. Si es incrédulo y no cree estas cosas, su lugar no está aquí. Porque puede salir espíritu malo, diabólico, puede venir y morar en él y perdición. Así es de que si es incrédulo, vale más que Dios bendiga.
Yeah. Not the bush. I use these people. Many times the pages be lying and call them down. That's my own saying. That's my perfect. That's the heart. That's the way I'll have it. You know, we'll give it every day.
I do not know. I have to be unsure what's standing before me. You know, them diseases are demons. You call them cancer, pneumonia, tuberculosis. Jesus called them a devil. Now, anybody knows that the word devil means a tormentor. Not torment your soul. You're free from that by your gospel preacher and the word of God. Is that right? I'm not for that. I'm not a preacher. I come for healing of your body. Now, to rid that torment, you can't you'll never be saved and receive the Holy Ghost unless you believe the Word of God and the man that's preached it. Is that right? That's where you get healed the same way. Now I'm going to pray for as many as I possibly can these next 35 or 40 minutes so you can get, and tomorrow night, bring all your sick. We're going to stay right here until everyone's prayed for tomorrow. Because the next night is tomorrow night, you'll let, and I want to see everybody. All you dear Spanish people who's got your people around close, they can't get into Tijuana now. They called me today from Oregon up in there to see if they could get a white man to come into the prayer line at Tijuana. Only one promise for the white people at Tijuana. That's one name given to the Spanish people. So now you come in, and I certainly thank God for the hospitality and the friendship of these Spanish people who's permitted all to come together, yet the meeting was just for the Spanish. We love them, don't we, white people? Is that right, everyone? I tell you, friends, I have not seen the faith amongst my people that I have seen here. That's right. That's true. And I'm just, I wish that I could get down in Mexico for a while. But they won't permit it, still on account of Ryan. But if I could just get down there a little while with little Joel, somebody here who could interpret for me, and I could just stay a little while, oh my, I believe God would turn the nation upside down. I believe it. Oh, the Catholic people are taught to, is there a Catholic in the building? Let's see your hand. Sure, there they are playing. Oh, that's fine. Catholic is taught to believe what his priest says is right. Is that right, friend? Catholic. I know. My people were Catholics before me. Now notice, listen to this. You see the Protestants just a little bit different. If they don't believe in this church, they'll go to that. But Catholic, as long as he's a Catholic, he has to stay. Now here, they're taught to believe. They believe divine healing. And here, they're taught to believe a man, to believe what he says is true. Therefore, when they come and I tell them this, and they see a set of cross eyes straight and your deaf ears open, they know that has to come from God, and they'll believe it. They'll just sometimes fall prostrate right at your feet like that. You ever see him come by humbly and appreciating? Oh my, that's where God moves, right in that chamber. It's wonderful, isn't it? Certainly. God is making up his jewels. You understand what I'm speaking of. How shall we bow our heads now for prayer? Father, realizing that I'd be afraid to step into this realm now without you would hold my hand. Now my mind is going back to around 2 years ago. In the room that night, that angel of God came walking in there and said, you are been born in this world to take a gift of divine healing to your people. Many will not believe you, yet many will. If you'll be sincere and will get the people to believe you, not even cancer shall stand before your prayer. Angel of God, I do not see you, but I know that you're standing near. Please, thou knowest my heart and know how I love these people. Stand by me tonight. And may not one go through without faith. And I know that your words have been true. I took you at your word. For you said you were sent from God. I believe you. And you've stuck by me. You have confirmed the word with signs following. Now, again tonight, on this March the 5th, this Memorial Night, may you stand now and heal everyone. Granted, may every demon be submitted to the name of Jesus Christ. And now, Father, I step out here in this realm of spirit faith, challenging every demon that's here in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a little deaf boy standing there. Vibration plugs on his ears, going on. I remember the little fellow don't know what hearing is. There it is, moving. How many believe you? Of course, the first one sitting right here to be a miracle. Now, stands the one that talked to me. I felt it just then. I feel it now. And if I'm not telling truth, God is my judge. The one that spoke to me in the night, that night in the room, that when you feel this feeling like I feel now, I'll be standing by your side. But here, how many believe that I was sent to do this? Now, will you please
do not raise your head until you hear my voice on this microphone. Say, raise your head. That's inside, outside, cause you're forth on the little boy. Brother Joey and I should move her little leg like that just before prayer. And then a few moments in that pressure left the little thing to walk off like any other little girl.